Last time on the Book of Spring.
As much as I try to get my players to speed past item shopping, they really enjoy discussing buying boots and candles. After gearing up, they set out towards Duwin with one of their party members feeling incredibly under the weather. Hey guys!
Hey!
Hi!
Hey!
Hey!
You know what's great?
No.
That's not even a right response!
M&M's.
M&M's. No! Friends.
Oh. And guests.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Is that why he's here?
Yeah, that's why he's here. Of course.
So, listeners, today we have with us a special guest. Special guest, who are you?
Hi, I'm Joshua Long.
Holy shit, where'd you come from?
Long Dong Silver.
Not quite.
Anyway, so Josh is going to be playing with us today. Josh of Geekspective.
Specifically, Tales from Moxferry.
Nice, nice. And now, and also you've been on Shapeshift before.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first.
If you want me to play a teenage girl, you know where to find me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Teenage weeb.
Who are you? Oh, never mind.
No, wait, we will do character introductions here.
No, I mean, like, who is he?
In that first game?
Brittany.
Right.
No, or oh. Brittany for the...
Is either Brittany
monster.
Or Jessica.
One of those two.
I think Jessica was Monster Hearts.
Yeah.
Brittany is just what he wants us to call him normally.
Okay, so anyway, we will be playing with Josh, and we'll get to his character in a little bit. So last we left off, you guys just made it to the outskirts of a ruined, rubbled-looking town, and you're putting two and two together. You've traveled about 3 days. This is probably Duwind. What would you like to do in here? Just walk right in.
That's, loot the town.
You know, I don't know why you ask, because I know nothing about Duwind, and apparently the population is question mark, and specialty goods is question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah.
So I am not certain.
Population is now -2, and the specialty goods is death.
Yeah. Right hands, I heard.
Right hands.
Welcome to the left hand store.
I would like to find survivors.
Yeah. So where are we approaching this?
The arch at the
from
bottom.
The south. Okay.
Well, the two pillars, because it looks you can kind of piece together.
It used to be an arch.
Yeah. I mean, Arthur's been spooked about this place this whole time, so he's probably going to do like a perception as we're walking into town.
That seems like a really fair thing to do.
Yeah, you should do that.
All right. D8. And a D6. I'm assuming in spirit again.
Yes.
That is nice. A 13.
Oh, you didn't suck. Okay.
I was going to say, should we do anything in regards to, like, since it's been a few days and we fast forward,
no,
condition and MP, that stays the same?
Yes. Okay. We'll say, right. We'll leave it like that.
Really fishing for higher than a 4.
Well, yeah.
Okay. You would have been, after the next day, you would have been fine.
Okay.
All right.
And then you guys want to roll your condition checks for today as well.
I'll keep my last one. Is that okay?
You're going to reroll. Okay, you're fine.
I'm fine with 4.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah.
This is 7 is about as good as Babu can realistically expect.
And I don't have my status ailment anymore, so it's fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You walk into town. You rolled a perception.
Yeah. I'm basically just scanning the entrance and also just keeping my ears up.
Sure.
I'd like to drop my light blade.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're approaching some of that. It has been scorched, so we should probably be ready.
We heard this town was attacked.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Yeah. Buckler out.
Cap on.
Sword out.
Dagger out.
Yep. So with your 13 perception check, Arthur. Mm-hmm.
Ready to defeat any unholy Japanese abomination.
So you with your perception check, you walk into town, and for the most part it's pretty overgrown. Like, the grass is all there was a path, the grass is all tall now, but you do notice that off to the right you can see there's some grass that looks like it's parted a little bit.
Okay. I don't make any noise. I just kind of point over to the path.
Uh-huh.
Just say, no, it's like, basically like, let's go check it out.
Yeah, to the rest of the group.
But silently.
So you're going to the path, or is this going to like the center of the place, or?
It's off to the right. It looks like Duwin actually had like the path has like a circular circular path around the outside of it. Mm-hmm. You can kind of see the old dirt underneath. And so Arthur has gone off to the right, or is pointing off to the right.
So that's what just to make sure, that's what those little rectangles and octagons and stuff like that is?
As you're walking past, you notice those little pieces of stone. Like, there was a stone wall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. No, I agree with Arthur.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if I need to, I can just whisper like fresh path or I don't know. What's something convincing that's something we should check this out?
You know what? I got the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make it more awkward if you really want.
We'll all get the idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jake
just follows. He's like, he's conditioned for it. So I imagine he's just like, you know, like half lids down. He's just like, okay, cool. Let's go.
He's just a pawn in the fate, like, in the game of fate.
I like to imagine they're being like all stealthy and cool, whatever. And Jake just waddles behind.
Pants clanking.
Pants clanking. He's still got his huge backpack. It's like clank, clank, clank.
He's just dragging his cleaver.
Colleen, anything that you'd like to do?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking around and I'm looking at my list of stuff to do here. She has tracking, but it's, I guess, specifically to track monsters and people that you already know? Or, like, she wants to see if there's a trail of some kind.
Sure. What's that skill to roll that for the tracking?
Dex Int?
I think you should roll Dex Int, because even though you might not know what the thing is, you could tell if something made tracks or something.
Recently.
Yeah.
Fumble.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well.
Everybody gets a fumble point.
Hey-o.
Everyone
gets a
fumble point. Oh, we all get one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we all get one from...
Yeah.
Yes. From
Jake.
I thought they were individual. I forgot that.
Nope. From Jake waking up poorly, everyone got one?
I enjoy learning things from your guys' failures.
Right.
Well, Bobby has done plenty of it himself.
Well, the learning you got from Jake, I would like to say, is from when you massaged him and you hurt him, and that was your learning from that. So
yep, that's fair.
Colleen is like trying to find tracks in the path, and basically she accidentally just messes up that little path area that you saw. Like anything that would have been distinguishable in that parted piece of grass is now gone by accident. The ground is pretty soft.
Yeah,
you could tell it's recently rained. So
from the blood,
sure.
And like, you know how the grass is parted, it can also just, like, you know, once you're walking around it just kind of fluffles up and loses it.
I would like to, while we're following this path, I'd like to try and rack my brain to see what I remember about Dewind.
Okay.
So I want to make my knowledge check. And I got a 16.
So you, Babu, yourself do not remember personally anything about Dewind, but you were remembering when you were talking with Temperance, the raccoon mayor in Stormbrook, that she had told you that the family there was named the Whisperwill family, and that the town was really, really small. There wasn't really that much more than like 50 or so people.
Okay.
They didn't really trade goods or anything.
They just kind of existed.
They just kind of existed at the edge of the Deepwood.
And it was Whisperwill?
Whisperwill.
Okay. And are those the groundskeepers of Spring?
Yes, that's what she was. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You can, with certainty, yes.
Okay. Just to make sure, refresh my memory.
Yes.
So there is a keeper of Spring who is like the official, like, spring deity kind of thing? Is that, we don't know for sure, I assume.
Babu, how long have you lived?
I'd like to think Babu's pretty fucking old.
Okay. Give me another knowledge tradition.
My personal headcanon for Babu is that he was at least alive when the first humans started trying to settle this continent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that he remembered briefly a time before there were humans, and it was just animal people and elves.
Okay, yeah.
20. Babu's like going through every history class he remembers.
So you remember...
It's like a shudder sound.
Several weeks ago, or before you guys were in Stormbrook, you had stopped at a waypoint station.
Right.
And you saw a symbol over the door that had four dragons, like of an Ouroboros.
Right, the dragons.
So, and so you know that they're called the Four, these dragons. And you know that there are supposed to... kind of keep balance of nature.
Right, because if one of them comes too strong, it just kind of throws it. Yeah,
right.
Makes sense.
And so you're thinking, I wonder if one of the four is the keepers.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I just wanted.
Okay,
I dig that. And so the Whisperwill family is like the mortal family that keeps track of maybe that dragon or like its servants or something. Okay, can we make groundskeeper of Spring official? I like it.
Yeah,
it makes me laugh.
Okay, so so you're following the path, and Babu, I'm guessing you're gonna you're keeping this information to yourself for now.
Right. No, I haven't vocalized it.
Okay.
But I imagine I'm kind of like in the back of the pack.
Mm-hmm. Thinking.
Yeah.
You're following this path around.
I thought we lost the path.
Well, you went that direction.
Okay.
But you lost the like what you could have maybe if there was an animal track there, you've lost the ability.
Okay, I'm at least walking in the same direction. Yeah.
And you'll come to, on your right-hand side, there's this little rundown shack.
Okay.
This is the first building you come to, kind of hidden behind a cluster of trees.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
And since you saw that, like, grass movement, like, that way that grass parted before, you mm-hmm. see grass parted right around this area.
Okay, so it's in that. I want to take a closer look at the shack.
And you push Colleen backwards.
No, I trust her tracking. Like, I don't have any tracking
at all.
She is
very on edge. Like,
it's kind of a dangerous situation. Like,
it's not even the dangerous so much as she doesn't, like, I mean, we joked about hands, but like she...
There's a creepy aura about this town.
Yeah, she is afraid of the things that she will see.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I rolled a 9. I'm just focused on the shack of like, do I hear anything inside? Do I see anything in like the windows, if there are any?
One window to the side. This is a very small shack. You're like, maybe two people possibly could have lived in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have a door. It's slightly ajar. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, the wood's kind of warped. And in the window, there's kind of like tattered cloth.
Okay. I'll narrow my eyes and start walking in.
Do you creak the door open?
Yes.
So you push the door open.
Jake just wants to walk in. So like he'll start to creak open the door. And then Jake, like between his legs, just walks under him and just pushes it open.
Sure.
I like that. Yeah.
So what you see inside is like a makeshift cot little thing. And then there's a table that has like a couple potted plants with some very sad looking plants that look like they need help in there.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, give me a sense.
A sense?
Yeah. Like your smell.
Yeah. What is that? Dexint or?
I believe it's Dexint, yes. Okay. Or Spirit-Int.
Spirit-Int, okay, so that is an 8.
So you start sniffing around, and you're like, this scent smells familiar.
I got a whiff.
And
something.
You're like...
Is it animal?
You...
Animal scent.
Recognize it to be kind of similar to... Like, remember those Necco goblins that you smelled?
Yeah. Basically, I'm
in,
like whiffing, like, I'm trying to determine if it's like dander and fur that I smell, and like not like...
Yeah, human
pollen or whatever.
Yes, yeah. it's dander and human smell.
As you all are looking inside the cabin, who's on the outside of the cabin?
I am probably still outside.
Colleen is outside.
Yeah. You and Colleen and Babu, you hear as if a bow had just been pulled back.
Okay.
And you look behind. I'm guessing one of you two look behind you. Yeah. You
sure.
two look behind you and you see a, for all intents and purposes, like a cat person. More cat than person. They're pretty much a cat that's just bipedal. And they have on a little beret that has a black feather in it. They have a left pierced ear that has a bone and a wood piercing and an empty hole. This cat's coloration is brown around their eyes. That kind of flows down most of their body, but they have like a white stripe that goes down the middle. But their left eye is completely gone. There's a giant scar and it's just like skin that's grown over the eye socket.
I didn't hear about that.
I told you about it. And they're wearing like a leather armor that, or like leather that you probably have never seen before. It's like a very dark red color and it has all these weird pieces of wood enforcing it. And their bow is almost as big as them. And it's dark, dark brown, but with all these wisps of like almost white pieces of wood swirling amongst it. And they look at you two and they're like, "What are you doing in my house?"
No, don't do that voice.
It's too late. You have to commit to it.
Is it a Eurotrash cat?
Mike the liar.
Mike.
Colleen holds up her hands.
Yeah. I don't think Babu does that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be real.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Babu, my house,
Babu.
No.
Mm-mm, no. We are here. To travel, what is the name of the big tree?
You're traveling into the deep wood to find the fruit of dreams, essentially.
We are traveling into the deep wood, and we have reached this town and heard it was sacked by monsters because its people were too weak to defend it.
Okay.
Are you like taking an authoritative stance too? You're like, like you're like your royalty or something.
Can you imagine any fish man gets along well with a cat?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's halfway to shark already.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like one of his eyes is just.
Yeah.
Well, you can go out there and die then if you think the people that were here were too weak.
Now, he said that. I didn't say that.
Yes, that's fair.
The cat person looks at Colleen's like, and do you agree with him or what are you here for?
I am also just passing through, but I was sort of hoping that there would be somebody around, and I guess you're around. But are you, like, okay? Like, things do not look great here.
Do you still have your bow drawn? Like,
yeah.
Oh, arrow knocked?
Arrow knocked.
Mm.
Yeah, she's not intimidated at all, but...
Run this catman through.
Sass me again, boy.
Like, she's a cop, okay?
Exactly.
Like, right. She doesn't care.
Well, yes, there is only me here. Everyone else is dead or gone.
Okay.
And they'll put down their bow, or I'll knock their bow and kind of like...
I'll relax a little bit. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to start a fight. I'm just going to talk shit until you shoot me.
So, Jake and Arthur, you can hear some noises happening outside.
So we walk back.
Jake and Arthur. Yes, you're Jake and Arthur. Jake and Arthur.
So I'm walking through the door like, oh, it's my cat. Oh, wait. No, my cat has two eyes.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Wow.
So tactful.
Who is this? What is this? Do we have a new party member?
Apparently the only resident here.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Jeez, Babu.
So, why are you still here? Why are you sticking around?
I am sticking around to figure out the Nine Lives ritual. You see, I like...
You don't just come with that? Like, well, naturally?
That's what everyone thinks, but... To actually use your nine lives, a ritual must be performed. And well, all the keepers of knowledge are dead, and Paco kind of motions, and you can see off in the shot all these headstones.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
And
that's a little crappy.
I am hoping to bring them back to life, but, and they kind of point to the missing piercing, and they're like, I do not possess this knowledge. All I have left is some scripture and some things that I do not know how to read.
Colleen kind of looks at Arthur like, you have...
I've read some stuff. Yeah. I've read a book or two. Can I see the book? Maybe something I recognize. Wait, was it a book? I'm just assuming.
Well,
sorry.
Paco will start to...
No one knows my name yet.
Oh, sorry.
No one's asked.
You said it first.
Yeah. I did?
But yes. You said it in describing yourself. Yeah. You didn't say it.
Okay. I did, yeah.
We as humans know your name.
So, sorry.
All the outside people, all the table know Paco. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, if you've ever listened to the show, we don't ask for people's names.
Okay. That's true.
We don't care. So yeah, so the cat man Paco, as we know him, well, he'll make his way into his cabin,
right,
and start going through some stuff, and he'll turn back to Arthur, and he hands Arthur these old, very like thin pieces of parchment.
Okay.
And
one of these,
and he can look at it, and it's three sheets of paper, and
I don't know, the markings easy to read.
One sheet has some markings on it, and there's some circles and half circles, and he's looking at it. Go.
Paco never learned how to read.
So this is what we call English. This is print, not cursive.
Yeah, sass the cat.
But it's kind of, the language of it is a little archaic. So
Arthur is also intimidated because apparently they own leopards.
Oh, Arthur.
The Drakes just apparently have cats this huge.
Yes. Well, see, his cat is a normal cat, but he thought it was like his cat standing up, but also in full gear. The only difference was the eye.
Paco's bigger than that. Yeah. I was thinking Paco's like 4 foot.
Yeah, I was thinking like hobbit sized in my head.
So what happened was Arthur grabbed these three pieces of paper. They're transparent. They have some different markings. And literally he takes one.
No, here's what happens.
Okay, what happened?
Arthur takes them. He drops them on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, oh, crap. So he puts them all together and they just happen to be put together
aligned.
So perfectly.
Well, see, that's the trick. You just need to drop everything.
Yes.
It's the secret to every puzzle.
Okay, so this sounds... So here's the ritual. How much do you know about the ritual so far?
Not much. I just know I have to go places once I get things, or I'm not sure.
All right, well, perk your ears, because this might make more sense to you than it does me. Nine Lives ritual. One, this looks like it is the... it's either a new moon or a full moon. Thrice you must adorn thyself of earth, of beast, of sky. Does that ring any bells?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have the earth and I have the beast. And he points to his piercings.
The wood and the bone.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But I do not have the sky.
Oh, okay. We'll try to find you the sky. The next one is this little crescent moon. Thrice again, round them up, ingest the gifts of life.
I do not know.
Well, we are going into the deep wood. There's probably all manner of magical fruits.
Just any.
Yeah.
Just pick one.
Yeah, they're all over the place. For the half moon, thrice once more release their souls in flames of sacrifice. That sounds a little more sinister.
You have to. Well, it sounds to me like you have to burn
Burn.
Give them a Viking funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Not and that then, Vikings exist in this world, but.
I mean, they could. And the other crescent moon, once complete, you must speak thrice the names you seek. All right.
Okay, so we need to find something of air. I mean, assuming we want to help this cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jake, like, everyone's talking about helping him, and Jake's like... makes a face like, we just met him.
These people he's resurrecting are like some kind of assassins, for sure. Right. Well, for sure, for sure.
My job is complete. I read it.
So
you can hand it to Josh.
Okay.
Feels like, to me, this guy's a noob. Like, he's a shitty cat.
This is Babu's in Babu's head. Okay.
This is inner monologue. Yeah, sorry. That's why I'm not talking like Babu.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything about, like, it doesn't seem to me like he would know anything about finding the dragon or the Keeper of Spring.
Mm-hmm.
He may not be like high enough level
mm-hmm.
in the rank organization of cats.
Okay.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea to resurrect the rest of the cat family.
Did you ask him his name? Maybe that'll help you out. Because you know the family's name is Whisperwill.
Cat? I am Babu. Are you a Whisperwill?
Oh, no. I am Paco Percival.
Percival means nothing. All right.
It's a good play on words if you actually know what Percival stands for.
Okay.
Percival.
No, well, that too. He probably is. I'm Paco Percival.
Gross. Oh, gross. Curse you.
So, are there any Whisperwills left in this town?
Whisperwills.
Or are they all out there?
The last time I ever saw a Whisperwill was 3 years ago, as their blood spilled on the ground.
Why'd you kill them?
I did not kill them. The beasts of the forest did. These dark, red-skinned and scaled beasts, with the color of dry blood, with razor-sharp claws, and they are on all fours like a dog, in motion to Jake. However... Their faces just open up into giant maws of razor sharp teeth that seem to go for infinity, and they can eat a man or elf or a cat in just one motion. Don't try to run up a tree; they can get you there.
Not to throw shade, but it seems to me like this whole town should be built around keeping Whisperwills alive. So,
well,
kind of dropped the ball there, pussycat.
It kind of would have helped if you guys had a wall, too. You know,
we did have a wall, but it's more for...
I didn't see it.
Yes. Well, as one Percival, I cannot maintain this whole town or village, especially if I'm trying to figure out this puzzle, emotions to the paper.
So,
Arthur literally got in 2 seconds.
This quote-unquote puzzle.
For 3 years, Paco has stared at these papers.
Paco doesn't know how to read.
It's just like, yeah, it's just normal words, but they got ligatures? They just have, it just looks like it's a different language. Yeah.
Furthers my theory that Paco's not a very good cat guardian. Wow.
The thing is, you see, the Percivals, we did not come here to guard him initially. You know what brought us here?
What brought you here?
Paw Petal.
I was going to say what? Catnip.
Paw Patrol?
Paw Petal.
You're just like that mayor in that one village with the money. Sheesh.
Is it
the whisper? I don't know if anyone knows Paw Petal.
What's Paw Petal?
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
I'll look around in my plant book.
Oh.
That's you.
Let's do the plant book first.
Bobby's like...
I rolled well.
No, but I rolled a 7.
But I get all the knowledge checks, so...
Unless it's in the index, I probably don't see it.
No, it's in the index. Oh, okay. It's like under a strand. It's like under catnip.
Is the page... Oh, shit.
Where there's
so
different
good.
Strands. Paw petal.
Seems like
I could read you like a book, boy. I knew before we even got here you were going to play a cat. I thought you were going to be more anime girl cat.
No. Let's... No.
No, you're metal cat now.
Yes.
It seems like my book. It says right here, the paw petal is kitty drugs.
It is a very fine strand of what, yes.
Is it like catnip? Is it cat crack cocaine?
You see, the Whisperwills had a beautiful garden. They made very rare plants there. And, well, one of my grandparents got the sniff, and then we came and, well, cats do what they do, and we came all to enjoy our company.
Well, this book says it's pretty dank. Was it pretty dank?
and you see Paco kind of tap his belt. There's a little pouch on his belt, and he kind of takes open. He brings out this
very, very,
it's like a dark, it's so dark green. It looks like a dark blue as well. Mm. He's like, it's
dank.
Very dank.
You can see the beads of oil.
Glistening.
Dripping down his hands.
Yeah.
As you see that coloration, you notice that it's the same kind of coloration as those very, very sad plants that are growing in his
shop.
Aw.
Aw. Oh, you're not very good. Aw.
Your drug business, Babu.
I'll put a little water in the pot.
I like to imagine the way you partake in that is the same way as like normal cats with catnip. They're just rub it all over their
pretty
face.
Pretty much. He's just like,
so like you put it back in your packet and you're just like,
pretty much. As he does this afterwards, he's it helps deal with the pain.
Can I roll a perception check to see if he's got little bits of catnip? So it's like, no, I'm not good.
Okay. I roll to see if he's high.
I roll to see if he's under the influence at the moment.
How bloodshot are Paco's eyes?
50%. His eye.
His eye.
50% works.
So, do I know if the Whisperwills were, cat people? They were not, I assume.
Ask
you could
Paco.
Always ask the pastor.
Damn you, Sec. I don't want to talk to you.
Paco knows a lot of things. You just choose not to engage with Paco.
Paco.
Where did the Whisperwills live? That's a legit answer.
Yeah, it's a legit question. It's just the timing was so good.
But he was trying to. No, it's fair. I'll take it.
Yeah, I want to find out where they live so we can find out information.
As Paco kind of looks now at Jake, his tail kind of flicks angrily behind him. Mm-hmm. He's like,
the Whisperwills, they lived in the larger parts of the Dewwind and the larger buildings around the center as well. They were here first. They have the best lands and everything, but this beautiful, used to be beautiful forests. Everyone had whatever they needed.
Were they humans? Were they cat people? Were they elves?
No, they were, you would probably call them fae?
How much cat people? How much do we know about fae? You probably know a lot more about fae.
Probably, for sure. Yeah. But I was thinking, does that mean like the little fairy women we keep running into, that kind of creature?
So you guys remember, you think back to when you were in Bluefield.
Yeah.
And there was the tea leaves who were fae.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So they're not quite elf. They're not quite fairy. It's a different kind of like in between.
They're fae folk.
They're fae folk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't remember the tea leaves very well. Can you remind me what they did?
The tea leaves had, they ran the inn. The dad,
they all had penis.
Teddy Roosevelt and.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
And
that's what
was,
I was thinking.
One of them made quiche, had like the, what was it? Terrific was the.
Yeah. Other. And then the first like NPC we ever talked to.
Was a fae.
Yes.
Was a fae.
Okay. Okay. That feels right. Okay.
And Babu knows that they're one of the first peoples, essentially, on Loam.
Right. Makes sense.
So this is a family. Does Arthur know anything about, is there a role I can make that?
You have courtly knowledge.
Yeah. Pedigree.
That's kind of, that seems like right
up
your
thing. I can roll etiquette.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
With the fancy Drake's hobnob with lowly fae? Probably not, but, who knows?
I mean, if it's a prominent family, maybe. So my etiquette is more on leaving an impression. So I'll do refined education.
Okay, yes.
That sounds right.
This is no detailed information about the things you see or hear. 12.
Okay, so Arthur, you had a lot, growing up, I'm assuming you had lots of like heraldry education, learning about the different families and stuff.
Because we're all like a, business family, so it's, you got to know these connections.
Yeah, and so you're trying to remember names about the Whisperwill. Bobby, have you relayed the information about the four yet? And the Keeper Spring and that kind of stuff?
I thought I mentioned something about it.
You rolled to figure out information, but I don't know if you said anything to the group yet.
Let's say I didn't, then.
Okay. Okay.
Like, it's not information I'm hiding. I just haven't.
You haven't found
a reason.
Okay. Yeah. You're not remembering anything about Whisperwill family, but you do remember that you had this really old book that actually kind of reminded you of the Book of the Spring that Colleen had. It's like this really pretty.
Book of Seasons?
Yeah, or Book of Seasons. That had all sorts of different pictures of dragons and stuff. And for some reason, like, that image is coming up when you're thinking of Whisperwills.
Okay. No, that works.
Okay.
That works. Doesn't give me anything new to work with right now, but yes.
With your role and, what you have.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
Cat, Paco,
Babu.
Does this ritual only work for the feline folk?
Hmm. I've never tried it on, or I've never
anyone,
seen.
So.
Yeah, exactly. I've never seen my grandparents ever use it on non-cat people.
Can I? I don't think Babu probably knows a lot about this ritual.
Babu might know stuff about rituals in general.
Okay. Do you mind if I roll?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. You're old and you have knowledge.
That's an 18.
God, Babu, you're so smart.
I rolled D12s.
Dang. So you're looking at this and it's pretty vague. You're like, man, this is pretty vague for, like, after the adorn thyself of earth, of beast, of sky, thrice again round them up and jest the gifts of life. So you're like,
do we have to eat babies?
You're like, thrice again.
It's not a no.
You're looking at this and you go, we eat babies? No, you're thinking of like, well, usually it's the thrice again. Thrice you must adorn thyself of earth, of beasts, of sky. Thrice again, round them up. And you're like, well, round what up? And then you're reading again and you're like, oh, maybe it's the same of three. So of earth, of beast, of sky.
Okay.
So thrice again, round so we have of to, earth, of beast, of sky.
We have
and
to,
ingest the gifts of life.
Okay. That's, so we adorn ourselves with those three. And then we round them up again, and then we eat babies.
Are you saying this out loud, or is this still an internal monologue?
He's probably muttering.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him like low level.
We eat babies.
No, I think we have to eat, or I have to eat, earth, beast, and sky. The thing is, I don't know what sky is. I know what earth is. I can get that easily. There are plenty of trees around here. The beasts... I could use some help with that.
Are there birds around here?
Bigger.
I'm thinking for the air.
For the air. There might be random things, but I never saw anyone with piercings from birds.
Feathers?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing I remember of my grandparents and my parents for piercings is they had wood, bone, and then something very shiny.
Star metal?
Why'd we sell it all?
Montage back.
Flashback. Take two strikes.
Wait. No. Wait.
Does Jake say that? Yeah, does Jake say that?
Yeah.
Arthur has...
We all have
out.
Star metal, don't we? Well, we all have weapons.
Arthur had a separate ring that was made, so he's just holding it in his hand in front of everybody.
Oh, gosh. That sounds like an earring waiting to be made.
I was going to say, if Jake says star metal, he could have, like, thrown his cleaver into the ground, like, star metal.
He goes, like, star metal!
Yeah, just like, whooshing, like, so sticking in the ground, and, like, is that the same kind of material that you remember?
Yes. Yes, it looks exactly like it. Yeah.
Like, so, can't have mine.
All right.
Well, can't have mine.
So, who is the oldest cat that died recently that we can resurrect?
Oh.
Sorry. I should say that in character. Who died recently that might know more than you?
Well, besides my siblings, there was Paige, Peng, Paolo, Parth, Perry, Petra, Pavan, Peru, Portia, Priya, I could go on.
And Trevor.
Okay. What about your parents and your grand? Were they included in that list and your grandparents somewhere in there? How about great grandparents?
It was my.
It's just grandparents. Is that
my grandparents that were the ones that came here first?
How old are you, Pussycat?
I am
42 years old.
Probably not 42. Because
it gets kind of finicky.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what life are you on?
Right.
That's really my question. Yeah. Is like, including
he'd
all
be
the
on
life.
His first life.
Your first life.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he knows jack shit about that.
And your grandparents are.
I am.
Third life?
I am
ninth.
I am probably, you could say, 16 loam years. But us cats, we don't talk in that.
That's like Jake.
That sounds right. We're both teenagers.
My grandparents, they were on their fourth life.
Okay, they might actually be old enough to be useful.
What does that mean?
That is an inner monologue voice.
Okay.
Because they might actually know something. Like,
are your parents buried here?
Everyone's buried here, but now that I know this, I have to unbury everybody.
So, Paco, I think we will help you resurrect your family, as only because it benefits us.
In what way?
Yeah, what do you need?
Because they know more than him.
We need information about the Keeper of Spring and all that garbage and the Trees of Dreams and... You know nothing.
You never asked.
Oh, I thought I did say something. I'm my bad.
You smack talked him at the very beginning.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Paco. How are you doing, bud? tell me, we need to find the Keeper of Spring. Mm. We were, my understanding, we need to find Whisperwills, but you let them all die, so... Is there anything you know that could help us?
Well, I know the Whisperwill family. They were called the Caretakers of Spring. Oh, they were the Caretakers of the Keeper of Spring.
They were the Groundskeepers of the Keeper of Spring.
And there were two main families, Xenia and Thorn. And they had many children, and they had a child named Clover. Clover went out into the Deepwood 6 years ago. And like most Whisperwills, they go out into the Deepwood for about 4 years. And they come back. And then another Whisperwill goes out. And after Clover came back, Lily Whisperwill left. And that was about 2 years after Clover came. However, she never came back. And three years ago is when we were attacked. Sometime after Lily left.
Like a little while after, or like...
It would be a little while, about a year after she left.
We know why the town was attacked.
I was just going to ask, you've never been attacked by these fanged beasts before now?
No. There are strange beasts that did start coming out. Not these kind, the beasts that killed my family. But prior to that, there were strange beasts that were coming out from the deep wood. Things like walking eggs. These eggs with very muscular arms.
Yes, oh, man. They taste delicious.
There was a very large Venus flytrap that talked.
We're less familiar with those.
Oh, no. Did it sing?
We killed one.
The tyrant rose?
But it didn't talk.
This one, yes, I heard a hymn coming from it as it went by. There were these very strange birds that did not fly. They had like small claws on the tips, and they kind of scooched around on the ground.
What the hell?
That doesn't sound like a bird.
Jake's but like, they had wings.
Jake's like a bat?
A chicken?
Something like that. You put them together, but their tail was...
Did they have a beak?
They did have a beak with teeth.
Okay, forget about the...
But their...
Oh, beak and teeth? Ew.
And their tail...
Like a fish with teeth.
their tail was of not a feather, but of like carapace. With a stinger at the end. I did not go near it.
No, that sounds...
Are you on catnip at the moment when you saw this thing? That sounds insane.
All right.
The Deepwood have been producing strange things for a while now.
Mm, that makes sense. So it's like some kind of weird mutant. Sounds like one. Yeah. It sounds like a mutant.
If Lily is still alive, we probably need to find her. Would your family help us in that quest?
Well, I am a trained hunter. I have went through most of the forest and the Deadwood, but not the Deepwood. I can take you through most of the Deadwood, but I want you to help me with this ritual first.
I mean, obviously, what else would you want?
My family back.
Well, yeah, okay.
I do have a question real quick.
Yes.
You mentioned that the plant helps with the pain. What is hurting?
The memories.
Okay.
No, you can suffer from that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. No, he's saying like, that's a thing that you can suffer from.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Not saying you deserve to suffer from your memories.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I would also say that, but I meant it more the way Amber.
Yeah. Well, when I ran for my life, others ran for their lives, but even as a skilled hunter, you can't kill them all.
Big to differ. Mm. Just have to be more skilled.
I've got a question.
Sure.
So Arthur's looking, you know, he has his book. He read about the paw petal and all.
Yeah.
And we saw the really messed up plants inside. Mm-hmm. According to the book, are they getting enough sunlight? Are they getting enough water? Is there anything that Arthur can do?
So you looked,
get them in good
when
shape.
You walked into...
What you need is a hydroponic.
When you walked into there, like the only window in that shack was that window that you saw at the front. Uh-huh. And there's trees growing all around the shack. So there's like no light coming in. It's very dark in there. And then you're inspecting the dirt and it's like it's bone dry.
Paco, we got to fix this. We're going to revive these plants.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
I'll just grab one and just put it in my pouch for now. We'll find a place for it.
Just the whole plant?
Well, you know, it's probably not huge. How big is this plant?
Very small.
There's no root ball.
There's like, it's small. Like,
okay.
Okay, yeah. Less, we'll find a better place
for
this.
Less than 6 inches tall.
Rather than a dusty shack. Nothing grows in this shack.
Put in, into your inventory.
All right.
One paw petal plant.
Dying.
Characteristic, dying. Shapeshift is a member of the Geekspective Network. If you've been enjoying my GM journey, please leave a rating or review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you happen to listen to your shows. Also, sharing the show and talking about it with others would also be super helpful and appreciated. You can also find other podcasts I'm on at geekspective.com. There's Red Mage, Blue Mage, a Magic the Gathering talk show and actual play that I co-host. Party Like It's the Greatest Year in Film is hosted by none other than Kristen, who is playing Colleen on Shapeshift currently. It's a show where I get to show up and talk about movies from 1999. And there is special guest Josh's Tales from Moxbury, where I play Vez in the Blades in the Dark campaign. And we have some exciting news. Tales from Moxbury is streaming now on the Don't Split the Podcast Network's Twitch channel. Come watch me play one of my longest played characters, Milana. You can find news about it on my Twitter, at Rocket Orca. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. This episode was edited by Rudy Basso. You can find Rudy on Twitter at Rudy Basso. That's RudyBasso. Thanks, Rudy.